Islam is the second largest religion in the world, and it has doubled since 1945. And it's estimated, the last I heard right now, in 2024, they will pass us. By us, I mean Christians. Okay? Now, how is it that that is happening? Number one, they do have proselytization. Fruits of Islam, FOI, Fruits of Islam, that is going on in the jails. And I'll talk about it, why it's happening. But here is the one thing. In Islam, I, as a man, could have up to four wives. With my only wife, who I've been married to for almost 40 years, I have three beautiful children. But if I had three more, you do the math. If I had with each one three, I can't keep up. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? So, so that's one of the reasons there is a humongous number in the country. All right, I talked about God or Allah, the Creator. They give him 99 different names, and the biggest one, of course, is the Compassionate. Normally, they begin their introduction, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The God, the merciful, the compassionate. That's how a normal thing. And the word Quran in Arabic, this book which has the title, the Quran, this word in Arabic literally means the recitation. So Muhammad does not claim this is his work. According to the teaching of Islam, that the Holy Spirit, who according to the Islamic teaching is the angel Gabriel, is the one who had given him these words. From a Muslim's point of view, when they speak of Allah, it is different than ours. I speak of Allah as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But when they speak, they would say, La ilaha illallah. There is no God but one God, right? Now, here's another thing. When we speak of Allah, of course, we talk about the Savior, the Redeemer, and the Author of life. Now, let me read to you a statement. And by the way, all of the quotation are going to be taken from this Bible, teaching of the Quran. And you can go to the library and pick this up. All of the libraries in the United States have a Quran, thanks to the Saudi Arabia who provide these. So you can go to the library and check this out. And the quotation I would like to read for you at this moment is from Surah, which is literally chapter, verses 157 and 158. And I want you to really pay close attention to the words. I really need you to pay close attention as I read these. I won't do it in Arabic only because I don't think it will help you, but I'll do it in English. Surah 4, verses 157 and verse 158. So listen to the teaching. That they said in boast, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him. But so it was made to appear to them, and those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge, but only conjecture to follow, for a surety, they killed him not. Nay, Allah raised him up unto himself, and Allah is exalted in power wise. So, according to the Quran's teaching, Jesus Christ was not crucified, he was not dead, he wasn't buried. You take that out of Christianity, what do we have? Let's play bingo. Okay? The church stands and falls on what? The death, resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Arabic, they say, "Huwa la suliba lakin shubbiha lahu." He was not crucified, but it made it appear so. God somehow took him from the cross and moved him away. And guess who he, according to the teachings of Quran, who he put in there? Judas Iscariot. You can back me up. Read it right here. All right. This is Surah 4, 157. The key that sets us apart in understanding God is, and this is very important for you to understand, who God is versus what God does. Can you tell the difference? Who God is versus what God does. The differences between the Muslim and Christians is the incarnation, the cross, and the resurrection. We are on totally opposite. And I hear so many pastors, if I hear anybody from our church body from the Missouri Synod that says this, they're going to get kicked in the butt. Because I hear pastors that say, I've heard it on television, oh, we worship the same God. Heck, we don't. Sorry, I don't mean to abuse the house of God. We do not worship the same God. Anyone who denies the deity and the divinity of Jesus Christ is, that it says in the Greek, anti-Christos, against Christ. You cannot tell me a Muslim worships the same God. No, they worship a false God. Anyone who denies the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ does not believe in the true God. Now, we do have similarities as far as the names given. He's the creator. He's loving. An interesting thing that you really need to understand, in the Islamic teaching, God is an aloof person. Okay? He is way over there, and he is almost like standing behind the bushes or behind the door, just watching you to do, if you're doing the right thing or if you're not doing the right thing. Unlike our God, who Jesus himself on the Sermon on the Mount spoke these words to the disciple. When you pray, say, Our Father. Most Muslims would not, dare not, could not call him Father. That one word, our Father, speaks of a relationship. There is a bond. This is my daddy. And I can go to him. Growing up in Israel, I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood, one family among 10,000, and almost every day at the hour of work has ended, the fathers are coming and the little girls or the boys, they start crying, Abba, 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 Daddy, 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 okay? Now, there's a book out there, and I can't think of the other. She, of the author, and I don't know if I have it out there or not. It's from a Pakistani woman who became, her father was a sheikh, which means a priest or a religious man. And she wrote a book of her conversion to the Christian faith. And the title of the book is this, I Dare Call Him. If you have a relationship with Jesus, then you have a relationship with Father. Because Father wants to bless his children, right? I love Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all of you who are labor, and I shall give you shalom. I mean, it's profound when you think of the love of God to us. One out of five people in the world is a Muslim. In the United States, it's one of the fastest growing religion. And guess where at? Prisons. Why, you have your own lion's den right here in among the Somalis in this part of the country. But the majority of the conversion is happening in the prisons. And I'll explain in just a minute. But when others become Muslims, they change their names. Let me give you a couple of people that you might know. All right? How many of you guys know who Muhammad Ali is? I'm sure you do, right? Do you know his real name? Cassius Clay, right. How about this one? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Louis Alexander. How about this one? Ahmed Rashad. Bobby Moore. Okay. All of these people converted to Islamic faith, and they borrowed this from the Catholics. Here's the reason. When in the Catholic faith you are baptized, you are given a Christian name. When I was baptized on June the 23rd, 1956, at the Annunciation Church in Nazareth, my mom and dad, with the priest, gave me a name, and my baptismal name is Gabriel. But so the that is part borrowed from it. The largest national population of Muslims, numbering more than 100 million, is not in the Middle East. Most people, when they think of Muslims, where are they going to? But it's not the Middle East. It's in Indonesia. The second largest number of population is India. The third is Pakistan. Fourth is Bangladesh. One third of all Muslims live on the Indian subcontinent. They live in Pakistan, Russia, all over.